50 years ago today, one of the most influential hip-hop artists of all time, Tupac Shakur, was born. But the rapper, actor, activist, and poet died violently after he was shot and killed in Las Vegas in 1996. Tupac's body of work continues to resonate 25 years after his death through his music, his words, and his visionary spirit.
Something for my godson Elijah and Lil Boy.
It is Hard Knock Radio, Davey D, hanging out with you this afternoon. Today is June 16th, 2021. And if he was alive, Tupac Amaru Shakur would have celebrated his 50th birthday. The legacy of Tupac is one that's unparalleled. His accomplishments as an artist is something that many people are trying to live up to. His political aspirations are something to be admired, and many are trying to live up to as well. The legacy of the Shakur family, him being the son of a Black Panther, Phinee Shakur, had an impact on his outlook in life and just the burden that he may have felt that he needed to carry in terms of always looking at the world through the eyes of social justice versus just trying to be dismissive and shrink away from the problems that were before us. Tupac tried his best to step up and meet the challenges of the day. We wanted to look back at his life a little bit, and we thought it would be appropriate to celebrate his 50th birthday by playing an interview we did in 1991, which at that time he would have been 20 years old. It took place here in Oakland on Harrison Street at his apartment, which is near Lake Merritt. And we were talking about him just getting the role in Juice. Juice hadn't been seen yet by the public. His entry into Digital Underground. And what was telling was how he saw the future of hip hop and how he saw the future of the young Black male who he felt needed to be represented and who he felt society had tossed aside. So we're going to go back to this landmark interview. You'll hear some humor. One of the things you should know is that Tupac and his groupmate, Money B, who's also the son of a Black Panther, had a running joke in which whoever was doing the interview would talk about the other person's mother in a playful way. And so you'll hear Pac do that. You'll hear him in the interview talk about his encounter with Oakland police and what he planned to do around the brutal encounter he had. We'll hear how he sees regional beefs in hip hop and what needs to be done to end it. So without further ado, let's listen to this landmark interview we did back in 1991, myself, Tupac, here on Hard Knock Radio. We'll be right back.
First question for you, Tupac. I guess give a little bit of background about where you're from and what got you into hip hop.
I'm from New York, Bronx, New York. I moved to Baltimore, spent some high school years out there, came to Oaktown. What got me into hip-hop? All my travels through all those cities, that seemed to be the common denominator, hip-hop. That okay. was everywhere.
Tupac, is that your given name or is that a rap name?
It's my birth given name and my rap name.
Okay. You lived in Marin City for a while.
Mm-hmm.
How was your connection with hip-hop able to be maintained in that part of town? I mean, was there a thriving hip-hop scene at the time that you got there, or what?
Not really. It just gives you truth to the music. Being in Marin City was like the small town, so it taught me to be more straightforward with my style. Instead of just
what do you
being
mean
like
by that?
Hysterical, lyrical, miracle, hypothetical, instead of being so metaphorical with the rhyme, just go straight at it and hit it dead on.
Okay.
And not waste time trying to cover it.
Why was that?
because in Marin's city, it seemed like things were like real country. So it was like everything hit straightforward. Poverty was straightforward. There was no way to say, you poor, but I'm poor. You know what I'm saying? Instead of saying, we need more money for it. We're poor. You know what I'm saying? And that's how to influence my style.
Okay. Your connection with Digital Underground, how did you hook up with them?
Caught the D-Flow shuttle while I was in Marin City. Shot with the conductor. D-Flow shuttle?
Mm-hmm.
By the album, Sons of the P. It's the way out of here. It's the escape.
Okay.
It's my way out the ghetto. My way to success. The D-Flow shuttle. So I caught it. And I haven't got it up since.
Okay. Now put it in layman terms.
Basically,
okay.
I bumped into this kid named Greg Jacobs, a.k.a. Shock G. And he hooked me up with Digital Underground. Then I hooked up with Money B. And Money B hooked me up with his stepmama. And his stepmama and me started making beats. And we got a little cool thing jumping on. We had a cool sound. So Shock asked me, you know, if I wanted a group. And I was like, yeah, but I don't want a group with my stepmama because she's going to try to take all the profit. Because she wanted to go out there and be hoes with attitudes. I was like, nah. I wanted to be more serious to the young black male. So Shock said, well, we got to get rid of my stepmama. So we went to San Quentin and just ditched her in the Scared Straight program. And then we got out, Shock put me in the studio, and we was on. Basically. That's the true story. Don't say nothing. Just don't say that, man.
I'm
say
this one.
And Money, step mama out there, I just want to say I'm sorry, but you know, man got to do what a man got to do. It was Shock's idea. I'm sorry. Bertha.
Okay.
And she could get her half of the profits from our first cut.
What's the concept?
Jail time.
Seriously, what's the concept behind your album? Where are you coming from and what message are you trying to convey?
The concept is the young black male. Everybody's been talking about it, but now it's not important no more. It's like we just skipped over. It's not in fad to be down for the young black male no more. Everybody want to go past. You know, like the gangster just got exploited, just like back in the day with the movies. Everybody did all their little gunshots and their hand grenades and blew up and they done moved on.
Right.
Now everybody's doing songs with the singing in it. So now I'm still down for the young black man. I'm going to stay until, you know, it's straight. So it's all about the problems that we face, the problems that we face in everyday society.
What are those problems? How do
police,
you see?
Brutality, poverty, low unemployment, insufficient education, disunity, violence, black-on-black crime, teenage pregnancy, crack addiction. You want me to go on?
Right. So does your album address does it point out the problems that are facing the young black males, or do you have solutions for some of the problems that you named off?
I go through it up and down. In some situations, I show us having the power, and in other situations, I show it as it's more apt to happen with the police or with the power structure having the ultimate power. So I show it both ways. I show ways how it really happens and ways that I wish it could be.
Right.
That's how I do it.
Growing up as an inner city brother, where every other had a pops and a mother, I was the product of a heated lover. Nobody knew how deep it screwed me. And since my pops never knew me, my family didn't know what to do with me. Was I somebody they despised? Curious look in their eyes as if they wondered if I'm dead or alive. Oh, mama can't control me. Quit trying to save my soul. I want to grow with my homies. A ticket time bomb. Ain't nobody fade me. Back in the 380 and fiended for Mercedes. Suck a scatter, but it don't matter. I'm a cool shot. Pump shot from all the books I said fools got. I'm tired of being a nice guy. I've been poor my life, but don't know quite why. So they label me a lunatic, could care less. Death of success is what I quest, cause I'm fearless. Now the streak is out.
I'll beat you down like it ain't nothing.
The streets
like it ain't nothing. Cause I'll beat you down like it ain't nothing.
I'm starting to lose my head cause I worry. Hustling to keep from getting buried. But now I gotta move away now. Cause these suckers better spray where I lay down. My homie lost his family. Snap. Shot up half the block to bring him back.
Okay, you call yourself the rebel of the underground. Why so?
Because it's like, if, as if Digital Underground wasn't like diverse enough with enough crazy things in it. I'm like, you know, even that crazier, you know what I'm saying? The rebel totally going this way. When everybody's going this way, I'll be going this way.
Okay.
So just, I'm the rebel. I'm going to be the one to say, nah, I don't like that one.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
The one to go against the grain.
Yeah.
Okay. Going against the grain, that will cause some controversy from time to time. Has that been the case for you?
Yep. Okay. It's always been like, you know, everybody saying that's where that lunatic came from. That's another one shot. Because I always want to do the extreme so we can get as many people looking and as many people listening as possible. You know, I would have never had dudes like kiss you back that way. You know, I would have never did it that way. That's right. Why I'm the rebel. I would have been like, no.
Okay. Couple of things I want to talk about that haven't necessarily to do with music. Situation with the PD, Oakland PD, is, you know, that brought your name to a lot of people. What happened with that and what's happening with it now?
Well, we letting the law do its job, you know what I'm saying, going about it through the court systems. We had to file a claim and then wait.
Recount the incident.
Well, for everybody who don't know, as if it doesn't happen every day, everywhere, I, innocent young black male, was walking down the street smoking, minding my own business. And the police department saw it fit for me to be trained or snapped into my place. So they asked me for ID, sweating me about my name, because my name is Tupac. And I said, my final words was, up, y'all. Next thing I knew, I was in the chokehold, passing out, unconscious, with cuffs on, going to jail for resisting arrest. Yes, resisting arrest.
Okay, where's the situation at now?
So now we're in the midst of having a $10 million lawsuit against Oakland Police Department. And if I win and get the money, then the Oakland Police Department is going to buy a boy's home, me a house, my family a house, and stop police brutality center and other little odd things like that.
Okay. In the video Trap, do you think that would be something that might have had police want to treat you aggressively? Because, you know, that video is very telling, especially in the unedited version where you had the cop get shot.
True. But the whole ironic thing was that those cops didn't even know about that video, number one.
Okay.
And everything I said in that video happened to me. That just happened to me. And the video happened before the incident. And in the video, I say how the cops sweat me, ask me for my ID, I can't go anywhere, mm-hmm. And they bother me.
Trapped, can barely masking my identity. Hands up, throw me up against the wall. Didn't do a thing at all. Telling you one day these suckers gotta fall. Cuffed up, throw me on the concrete. Coppers tried to kill me, but they didn't know this was the wrong street. Bang, bang, count another casualty. But it's a cop who shot his brutality. Who do you blame? It's a shame because the man's slain. He got caught in the chains of his own gang. How can I feel guilty after all the things they did to me? Sweated me, hunted me, trapped in my own community. One day I'm gonna bust, blow up on this society. Why did you lie to me? I couldn't find a trace of equality. Worked me like a slave while they laid back. Homie, don't play that. It's time to let them suffer the payback. I'm trying to avoid physical contact. I can't hold back. It's time to attack, Jack. They got me trapped.
They can't keep the black man down.
You know they got me trapped.
Nah, they can't keep the black man down.
You know they got me trapped.
Gotta go out, that's how you go out. That motherfucker took his destiny in his own hands.
Some destiny.
What you know about it, Big Chops? What you ever control?
I control my life.
That's bull. I got more control over your life than you do.
How you figure that?
I'm letting you breathe, ain't I?
You can't even walk your own block without getting up by rider mates. Let's not forget.
Oh, Blizzard!
A gunman was killed in a shootout with police as he attempted to rob the Harlemwood Bar in Harlem just under an hour ago. The gunman, identified as 20-year-old Barnett Jenkins, wounded two officers before he himself was killed. On the news at 7, we'll have more on this story, as well as an update on the campaign by a Harlem community group to have the already financially strapped city provide more police protection on the subway L's after dark.
Man, what's your problem? You my problem! People sweat us on the street and you don't even give a f-.
I think you're exaggerating.
That's man. We run from the cops, we run from Rodimans, we run from security guards, we run from old man Quills in the bull store when he come with that bull gun. All we do is run! Feel like I'm on the god track team. I'm serious! What's the matter, Ryan? Nothing to say? That's because you know I'm right. In your heart, you know I'm right.
Yo, big man, if you want respect, you gotta earn it.
You damn right. You gotta be ready to go down, stand up, and die for that like Blizzard did, if you want some juice.
Blizzard? Blizzard ain't sticking up to nothing now.
That's because we wasn't there to back him up. If we was there...
If we was there, it'd be five that niggas instead of one. You ain't saying nothing now, right, big man?
Never thought I'd see the day when you talk like a punk, Q.
Fuck you, man.
Yo, chill. No, chill. Check yourself, Q. You gotta snap some collars and let them know you there to take them out anytime you feel like it. You gotta get the ground beneath your feet, partner. Get the wind behind your back and go out in a blaze if you got to. Otherwise, you ain't. You might as well be dead your damn self.
You trying to tell me I ain't?
I ain't trying to tell you. I tell your mama you.
Okay. The movie Juice.
Juice.
What led you to being involved with that, and where is it at, and what's the movie about? Start with the first one.
What led me? The Freaky Deaky and Sleuth. Money B had an audition for the movie. Sleuth suggested I come. I went. Mom was like, this sounds like you, because you're the rebel. That was Bishop, so I went in, cold turkey, red, the guard was with me.
You didn't have any acting lessons or anything like that prior to it?
Actually, I went to the School of Performing Arts.
In New York?
In Baltimore.
Oh, Baltimore, okay.
And that's where I got my acting.
Okay, so you weren't a novice to it when you came up there.
Really.
What's the movie about?
It's about something like this. No, it's about four kids and they're coming of age.
Okay.
In the city.
Is it a hip-hop movie? Is
it's a movie. It's a real good movie.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It just happens to have hip-hop in it. But if it was made in the 60s, it would have, you know, whatever was down in the 60s, whatever, folk music or whatever.
Okay. Your character, what is your character in the movie?
Bishop. Roland Bishop. He's psychotic, insecure, a lot of adrenaline, very violent,
mm-hmm.
very short temper.
Okay, the message that's going to be gotten out of the movie, or the message that you or the people that are putting it together hope to convey,
is that you never really know what's going on in somebody's mind. It's a lot of things that add up. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of pressure that you go through being young, growing up. The people are watching. If it goes unchecked, it's just an example of what can happen.
Okay. Follow you a little bit. I need to have it clear.
Okay. Well, in the movie, my character, his father was a prison hoe. That was something that drove him through the whole movie that just wrecked his mind.
They didn't show that in the movie.
Never showed that in the movie. So, and just you can see how through everybody else's personality that he just wanted to get respect, the respect that his father couldn't get. So that drove him through the whole movie. Everything he did just to get a rep. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So from that never being dealt with, he ended three people's lives or four people's lives. All those people lost their life when that could have just been checked early.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
As far as your acting and movie situation, is that something you're going to pursue further or?
It's a good part.
Really?
Yeah, I want to challenge myself every day. Just do.
I mean, you don't have a drive or the camera bug or anything like that?
I'm not tripping.
Okay.
I'm not tripping. Because they just come find a new one next year, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Let me stop. Your philosophy on hip hop, you're pretty outspoken. You know, I've heard you make mention to not wanting to dilute the music and things that are related in that vein. Exactly what do you mean by that?
Well, when I said that about the diluting the music, it made me think. It brought me to myself. And now I have like this different philosophy on it. It's like hip hop, when it started, was supposed to be this new thing that, you know, had no boundaries. And that was so different than the everyday music, you know, that just took chances. And now it seems like I was starting to get caught up in the mold of exactly what made hip-hop come about. You know what I'm saying? Well, it's not hip-hop if it's, you know what I'm saying? If it's not, as soon as somebody starts singing, it ain't hip-hop. I changed my mind. You know what I'm saying? It could be hip-hop. It's just as long as it has the true to the heart soul in it, it's still hip-hop. So that's my philosophy. As long as there's soul to it, then it's cool. It's still hip-hop. And then hip-hop will live on, because as long as there's soul in it, and it can still, it'll live.
So if it has a pop feel, I guess the question is, what determines whether or not it has soul? Is it something you can see, feel, you just know it?
Well, you could tell, like, you know, the difference between a hit like Make You Dance and My Mind Is Playing Tricks on Me. You know what I'm saying? Which song moves you?
Make You Dance by Zap?
CNC.
Oh.
Which song moves you?
Actually, both of them.
Yeah, okay. Which one? Yeah, okay. Well, there it is.
So they both would be hip-hop.
And in your opinion, they both would be hip-hop.
Right.
The Make You Dance didn't move me.
So you wouldn't classify hip-hop?
But the Ghetto Boys didn't do it.
Okay. What are your plans for the next year?
To strengthen the Underground Railroad.
What do you mean by that?
I have a crew called the Underground Railroad and a program called the Underground Railroad. And there's a group called the Underground Railroad. So I'm going to strip to that. So the next year, you won't say, what do you mean? You'll know. You'll be like, I saw him. I heard him. Or I've seen him. I heard about it.
So what's the concept behind the Underground Railroad?
Same concept as Harry Tubman, you know, to get my brothers who might be into drug dealing or whatever it is that's illegal or that's not into anything, disenfranchised by today's society. I want to get them back into it by turning them on to music, You know what I'm saying? Whether it be R&B, hip-hop, pop, or whatever. However I can get them involved through the Underground Railroad, you know. And while I do that, we're teaching them to find a love for themselves so they can love other people. And they can do the same thing that we did to them, to others, because they're going to find a love for themselves. So we're going to teach them. My way, not just with a bunch of facts, but true living it. You know what I'm saying?
So give them a chance to get hands on and things of that nature. Yeah. Take them on tour with you.
Yeah.
Hold on. Well, how many people are in the Underground Railroad now? Is this a thing? Is this a group that's going to be constantly evolving? Will you have one group and they graduate and move on to the next?
It's going to constantly evolve. But right now, we're 20 strong, all together with all the groups.
Okay, what about the people that you're drawing from the Underground Railroad? Are they coming from Marin City? Or
coming from all over. Baltimore, Marin, Oakland, New York, Richmond.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? All over.
What do you think of the Bay Area rap scene now in comparison with, say, other parts of the country?
Right now, the Bay Area is like how the Bronx was in 1981. You know what I'm saying? It's like everybody's hot. They caught the bug. So everybody's trying to be creative. They're trying to make something. They're trying to make their own claim. Because in New York, it just got to be where you couldn't outdo this next the person that just came from New York. So now it's like, it's not really that many people to outdo. You can do something, and if it's good enough, people will remember you. So that's what everybody's doing. So that's what's that. It's like a renaissance jumping off. You know?
Okay, New York, in my opinion, the renaissance got stopped short for a number of reasons. What do you think will prevent that from happening with the Bay Area? What do you think will strengthen the hip-hop scene here? What do you think will take away from it?
Well, at the risk of sounding, I don't know, but Digital Underground is unlike any group. It's unlike any group. I'll give that to Shaw, because he made it so that, like, everything Digital Underground does is helping Oakland. It's helping the Bay Area music scene. And because it grows and goes to New York and gets people from all over the country, it helps the Bay Area. You know what I'm saying? Because we here. This is where we dwell at. So it's rubbing off all down here, all off on here. Okay. More people are knowing about Oakland.
Right.
Seeing a different side. You know what I'm saying? Like when the groups come down, Organized Confusion, Live Squad, they kick it with Digital Underground, they see a different side of it. You know what I'm saying? Then they wouldn't saw if they kicked it with, I won't say it, but he dropped the MC this year. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. So you think digital will be one thing that will strengthen the Bay Area rap scene because it brings more national attention. What about just the groups themselves and the attitude that they have towards hip-hop? What do you think it will take to keep them growing?
What we have to do is not concentrate so much on a group, but more on the area, you know what I'm saying? Not just build up Too Short and Digital Underground and Tony, like that's it. That's the only thing that can come out of here and keep putting them down. Let the new groups come out. Nobody wants to give them a chance because everybody's so steady talking about Too Short and Digital Underground and da-da-da-da. They got to let these other groups come out that's trying to come in, you know what I'm saying? That's coming from the bottom that can really
When you say let them come up, what do you mean? The music industry,
give them a chance. Like, you know, instead of like letting them do interviews where nobody ever reads them, let somebody else, you know, let a good paper interview them. Instead of having them on radios where nobody's ever going to hear them at a time when nobody's ever going to hear them, have them on, you know what I'm saying, where people can hear them and where people can get at them, when they have a better chance, just like they would do if it was Mariah Carey, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Put them in a real playtime.
Do you find that the Bay Area sounds being respected? You find that people are adhering to it or starting to enjoy it from around the country? Or
I think that the Bay Area sound's not even finished coming out. So the more and more, it's getting respected more and more every day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
More and more.
Okay. Your brother Mercedes
was
a rapper in Tony, Feel Good. What's the story with him? Are you going to team up with him?
He's in Underground Railroad. He's part of that group and part of that program. And that whole thing. He's about to come out with another guy called Dana, Slick D, Mousy. They're about to come out with a little something.
Okay. Well, so who produced your album? And are you into producing if you did do, you know?
I co-produced it along with the Underground Railroad, which was like Shock G, Money Beatin', Raw Fusion, Pee Wee, Jay-Z from Richmond, Stretch and the Live Squad, all over, you know, Underground Railroad. It's really like a life thing, you know what I'm saying? Underground Railroad. It affects everything we do.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anything that I should cover that we
Nothing
should
goes.
Know about you?
Nothing huh? goes coming. Nothing goes. Write that one down.
Nothing gold?
Nothing gold. My kids is coming out with a serious message.
There's another group?
Yeah.
Okay. That's you want to tell me about that?
Yeah. Got a group coming out, Nothing Gold, that I produce. They're like going back to, I went back to my child. All of this stuff that I say in my rhymes now is because of how I grew up. So to handle that, instead of going to psychiatrists, I got a kids group, and we all deal with problems that the younger generation go through these days.
Mm-hmm.
Put them into rhymes, so it's like a psychology session listening to that music. You know what I'm saying? That like makes you come to grips with like what you actually do. If you're a black man, you're gonna really trip out because they like really call you out. You know what I'm saying? And to have you deal with them. So it's real wild.
I kind of follow you. Can you give me an example?
It's like responsibilities. It's making us have responsibility again. The kids are telling you to have responsibility again.
Okay.
Through their music. You know what I'm saying? The way you see.
Are they like preaching or they? Or
they're
just
not preaching. They're just telling you straight up as if Ice Cube said it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Or like Scarface said it. They say it straight up, bluntly.
Okay.
Coming out of a kid's mouth. You know what I'm saying? It's real wild. Real crazy.
Okay. What do you think about the current trends in hip hop? The gangster rap, the Afrocentric rap, the fusion of the singing and hip hop, and you know, some people call it pop rap or whatever.
I think
Ragamuffin.
All the real is gonna stay. It's gonna go through changes. It's going through a metamorphosis. You know what I'm saying? So it'll bloat up sometimes and get real fat and nasty and greedy, and then it'll, you know, the leeches will fall off and it'll be fit and physical and healthy. So hip hop has to go through all of that. But nobody can't make judgments until it's over. You know what I'm saying?
Right. What do you think right now the biggest enemies to rap are, or hip hop?
Egotistical rappers who don't want to open up their brain.
Can you elaborate on it?
You know, like that whole thing with like, Oakland is the only place where rap is coming out. You know, New York's the only place that's coming out right now. They booty out there, or they booty over there. They ain't talking about nothing. You know what I'm saying? All of that needs to just die, or else rap's going to have problems because it's going to be so immature.
Okay.
And that's never going to grow. Immaturity, just that never, that's just conflicting words. You know what I'm saying? How can immaturity grow?
Right.
So that's, we got to drop all of that.
Okay, cool. I think I got a lot of stuff out of here.
Yeah, I think you got enough.
Hard Knocks, turn the speakers in your car up. Quality program, turn in for the real talk. Don't stop.